It's 8:40. This is Steve Cochran. Before we get to This Weekend in Donald Trump, which we'll do before 10 o'clock, I want to bring back my friend Paul Coit. Paul Coit is live in London on social media. He's at Coity, C-O-Y-T-E-Y. And he is our best hope at this point for what I like to call Plan B. So I love this country like you love this country, like Dave loves this country. Adam Spell, how do you feel about this country?
Yeah, fair enough.
She nailed it. Finally. Steve Grzanich loves this country. Ross loves this country. We all love this country. But if you are going to elect a President Trump, and when I say you, you know who I'm talking to. If you're going to elect a President Trump and allow the country to burn to the ground, we have to have a Plan B. And Plan B is cut and run. We go back to England. We tell England we're sorry. And the Queen takes us back because we're going to need someplace to go. And we've been working on Paul Coit, our emissary in London, to try to get us back in good graces. After all, it was 1776. I mean, we are talking about 250 years ago. I would think we could move on from this point. But Paul, you'd have to tell us. I guess it's 240 years ago. Paul, has our apology been accepted, or has it fallen on deaf ears so far?
No apology. You know, we always work with an apology. I'm more than happy with an apology. That's all it takes. An apology is what this country is all about. You apologize to us. We'll then apologize back to you just because it's polite. And then come in. And away you come. A huge drawbridge across the Atlantic Ocean. Welcome. Come on in.
All right. Now, we thought...
We'll forget everything.
We thought at first it would only be a few of us. It'd be those of us from the show and all of the listeners. Yeah. But that's a lot. I mean, we're talking about...
It's a lot.
You know, what, a half million people, maybe more? Where would you put us? Would we be in the English countryside?
Well, I think there's some beautiful English countryside we could put you in. There's plenty of that around. Scotland, right in the north of Scotland, there's some clear spaces there, which would probably hold a couple of thousand. Listen, you know, as long as you don't mind living very tightly packed together, we're more than happy to have you. More than happy to have you. What would you expect from us, though? What would you want from us, though?
Well, we'd like to not drive on the wrong side of the road. We'd like you guys to drive on the correct side of the road.
See, this is what we're worried about. We welcome you over with open arms, and already you start dictating terms. This has to change.
You're right.
You have to drive on. Well, I don't even know what side of the side we drive on. I think we drive on the left. Is that
yes,
right?
That's correct. You're on the left. We're on the right.
The opposite to you.
Yes,
that's right. So you just do our thing, and then that will be fine. That's all you need to do. It's just a driving thing.
All right. Well,
be nice and apologize every now and again.
Can we get coffee, or is it just tea still? I'm sorry to interrupt. I just was...
No, it's tea.
Still tea.
Tea. Isn't it tea? It's tea.
No coffee at all?
No, we do. No, we have a nice cup of tea in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you wake up and you have a nice cup of tea, and then you can have a nice cup of coffee a little bit later on. But mainly tea, and then you'll have a little cup of tea in the afternoon, and maybe one little bit later after you've had your dinner or your tea. So you have a cup of tea after you've had your tea.
And you wonder why your teeth are good. All right, so...
I don't think he heard that.
So here's the thing.
I heard that. I just ignored it. Thank you very much.
I received a note from Paul that says there is one bump in the road, and the bump in the road is before the Queen accepts us back under her thumb, we have to, and I guess I understand this, we have to take the official British citizenship test.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So what if we were to have you back later in the week to give us the test and grade it?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. But have you got enough time to study for it? Because obviously, it's not something I would take lightly, and something we're going to mess around with. If you only get one shot at this. So if you're going to have a go, fair enough. We'll try it out. But and if you get it wrong, then we probably have to wait another year until you have another one.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to take it seriously, Steve, I'm happy to go.
No, of course I take it seriously. You got the cute little parliament thing going on. You got some Tories. You got some Lords.
Some
you got
wigs.
A bunch of stuff.
That's it.
Yeah, you got that going on.
10 Downing Street. Hugh Grant.
You call soccer football. I mean, what else do we need to know?
Not much, really.
How to make bangers and mash.
bangers and mash.
Is that as well? Well, yes, is that. How do you make bangers and mash?
Bangers and mash is actually the morning show on BBC Two. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Fish and chips?
Yeah, they do the morning show.
Listen, if there's an and involved in the food, then you're there. That's all you have to worry about. It's something and something. And then you're okay. So, but seriously, we are going to take the test very, very seriously because it's not something I mess around with.
I'm not saying this is on the test, but what would a British history question be?
Well, you'd probably have a question. I always like to throw in a question about King Henry VIII. He was the large fella who had lots of his wives' heads chopped off.
Yeah.
Do you know how many wives King Henry VIII had? Do you know exactly that? King Henry VIII and he's how many wives?
Well, I'm going to go to Andrea on this one.
My guess would be seven.
I believe he had six.
Was six?
Six? No. 375 wives.
He did not.
375.
That's
he did
not true at all.
Is that in the song Henry VIII?
No, Henry VIII is not part of this. 375 wives.
375 wives.
That's what Larry King goes. Larry King goes, hey, Hank, you're going too fast here. I'm sorry, Paul, what?
75 wives. Well, there's 375 wives, and there's a very easy way to remember it, I think, at school, and it's a song. And you sing through all the 375 wives, and it's about the same length of the song as the full version of Stairway to Heaven. So it does take a while, but there's a lot of wives. And I think Miriam was the third. That's all
Miriam.
I can remember for now.
Yeah, Miriam. Yes. Yeah, and I think Miriam repeats somewhere in the 60s or 70s.
That's correct. That's absolutely right.
All right, I'm going to have you work this out with Kevin as to when you're back, but later in the week we will take the British citizenship test. I guess that means I'm showing up every day this week again. Every day. Every week. It's 5 days. It's unbelievable. So, Kevin, you and Paul work out when Paul will be back, and we'll all take the test. And, you know, he'll give us a shortened version of the test so we can accomplish it on the air. You know, maybe five.
What,
questions.
You want a shorter version? So
well, we've got to be able to get it done during... We've got to be able to get it done in the constraints of the show. So, you know, maybe five questions or something. Something like that.
With subsections. Not just five straight questions.
No.
There's no
what kind of a test is this? You want to become a British citizen and ask five little questions about bangers and mash? Is that how you're going to do it?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
If you want it, that's fine. But, you know, it's up to you.
That's what I want. So, okay. Hold the line. That's Paul Coit. And,
yes,
of course, proud spokesperson for the Tottenham Hotspur Football Club.